Welcome, everyone. On behalf of our Mayor, Councillor Stephanie Perry, I would like to welcome you all to the 12th Annual Sir John Monash Community Lecture and welcome everyone to this fantastic facility known as the Clayton Community Centre. My name is Jay Yung Low, and I'm the Deputy Mayor and also the Mount Waverley Ward Councillor of the City of Monash. I don't spend much time here in Clayton, so it's really good to come down today and meet so many fantastic individuals and community members who's attending this great event. In the spirit of reconciliation, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we are meeting and pay my respects to the elders, both past, present and future. What a great time it is in Monash. Recently, we've just received the 2001 census results, and I'm pleased to say that Monash is still one of the most multicultural suburbs and the most culturally diverse areas anywhere in Victoria. 40% of our residents come from a background other than English, and it's fantastic to see that trend continue to grow. And that diversity is certainly reflected in this room tonight. And I just wanted to again thank you for everyone for coming out here tonight in the brave cold to be here with us today. It may be winter, but that hasn't stopped the huge range of events that are happening in the city of Monash right now. Tonight is just one of those events that we are very proud to be able to host this annual lecture series, and of course the best part of it. The best part of it is that it's free. So, and for someone like myself who loves reading and writing, it's one of those opportunities where I get to share that interest with so many other people. So writing is part of my passion, and after being rejected 16 times by The Age, to get an opinion article in there, I'm sure I'll get there one day. But for those who love to read and write, I'd encourage you to get your family and friends to come along to this great event. This year's sure to be fascinating Sir Monash lecture is being held as part of NAIDOC Week, as we all know, and the Monash Library's very popular WordFest program. Already we've seen booked out events across Monash facilities, and this will no doubt continue throughout July as we all word up with WordFest. Our other NAIDOC Week activities begin next week, and we'll be hosting everything from boomerang workshops to guided tours and even a human library where you can borrow Indigenous leaders and hear their stories firsthand. And yes, it is all free, but the question I have is to some of the council officers is, what happens if that person is overdue? Do we charge them or not?
I'm not the librarian.
But it's a fantastic initiative, and I strongly encourage everyone to take that up. It's sure to be a very truly fascinating week, but tonight our very special guest, Tony Birch, will share some of his own fascinating insights. And welcome again, Tony, to the City of Monash. It's great to have you with us. Best known for his novel Blood and currently shortlisted for the Miles Franklin Literacy Award 2012, Tony is a passionate public speaker, as you probably experienced early on this evening. We hope that you will set yourself on an adventure and engage with Tony and his passionate topic, the power of writing and Aboriginal struggle for justice in Victoria. Tony tells us, he is not here to speak at you or to you all, but with you. So he invites you to think, speak, and explore tonight's lecture. Thank you, Tony, and thank you to all for being here with us again tonight. I look forward to seeing you at events throughout Monash in the coming weeks and months. So please welcome Tony to the stage and give him a very warm Monash welcome. Thank you.
You can take that.